We are back for the final segment of the Gunsmith Show, as always brought to you by Williams Gunsight Company. We're going to talk plenty about them because we've got some great guns to show you. But these guys have been doing it. It's 100 years now, John.
Yeah, 100 years. The company, this country is only 150 years old when it started.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's, we got a big birthday coming up here pretty quick. Right.
We're celebrating 100 years, 150 years, or 250 years. I think it was a couple years ago Remington hit. It might have been 200 years old.
Oh, wow.
It's really old. It's the old. Remington's the oldest gun maker in America.
Is it?
But okay. Beretta's the oldest gun maker in the world.
Gotcha.
They're like 500 and some years old. They've been.
Wow.
There was dirt then, you know?
Yeah.
I-75 wasn't even a thought.
They must have been right on the route for Marco Polo, because he brought the gunpowder back from China,
I'm pretty sure he did, yeah.
They dropped some off in Italy, and they said, hey, what can we do with this? And Beretta figured out how to make.
Stay at Beretta's place. And
next
thing you know, Beretta
there it is.
Stole a little
firearms.
Bit of gunpowder and decided to make, he made a mean fly swatter.
Things that are not history with John and Dan here in the Gunsmith Show.
Well, it is Pi Day, 314. Happy Saturday to you. It's the last segment of the show, which is always brought to you by Williams Gunsight, and we want you to know they care about you. They want you to be a happy, prominent, good gun owner, responsible. They want to teach you as much as they can. They have classes. They have leagues. They have ranges you can practice on. The whole place is built around the range. That's why it's said on the range since 1926.
Yep.
Now, here it is, 2026, still on the range. Now with a 25,000-square-foot showroom, thousands of guns to look at. And today, I wanted to pick on some of those number one selling guns for 2025 and show you what they got used and what you can expect to pay for them at Williams Gunsight. Now, I shop there on a weekly basis. I keep trying to talk them into bringing shopping carts into the store.
Yeah.
They have one, and they use it to haul the guns around. But
okay.
Other than that, I think we should get shopping carts at Williams. You know, they got the little baskets. So that's just not enough.
No.
You know, I mean, and sometimes I'll go up and leave the basket on the counter and say, can you set that in the back? I'm going to go get another basket and get some more. Gunpowder and bullets, it's heavy.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to, I'm getting old. I got to know my limitations. I can't overdo it. I got the new shoulder.
Yes.
It's moving slow.
Yep.
So, and then they got layaway. If you can't pay fast, you got 90 days to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got a credit card, you can do that anyway. But, if I use a credit card.
There's a paper trail.
Yeah. And the wife.
The person who pays the credit card bills.
Yeah.
Will see the transaction.
Exactly. So.
I knew exactly where you're going with that one.
I knew where you're going. Yeah. So. Williams is open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. So you can't say, well, they're closed when I went there, unless you went there too late or too early. So there's no excuses, folks. Just go to Williams and you'll be happy.
That's consistency. So 10 to 6, seven days a week.
Let's look at these prices you can expect to pay for the most sought-after handguns in America. We're talking micro compact 9mm or micro or compact, okay? Micro compact is one word, phrase.
Let's call them. Ergonomic.
Or concealable comfort.
Concealable. Yeah. Let's just go with concealable.
Concealable. Okay. Concealable 9mm pistols on today's market at WilliamsGunsight.com. You can shop along. You can get on a website, go to Use Guns, click on it. Just type in 9mm where the little magnifying glass is, and they'll bring up all the 9mm. Or you could pop up SIGs or Glocks or whatever you want to pop up. You can look at them. So let's start with a used Gen 5 Glock, because that's up until just recently, that's the newest Glock is the Gen 5. They just came out with the 6, but I've held one, but I haven't shot one yet. The Gen 5 G19, great looking gun. Everything works great on it. This thing's got the case, it's got a 4-inch barrel, 3 magazines, standard sights. So it's your basic detective's model of a Glock. One of the most popular guns in America. And for years, it's been the most popular. This one's used. You can get it for $539.95 or less. Mm-hmm. So not a bad price to pay for a lot of personal security. And while you're there, you can take it over. You can buy it and have your new Triton sights put on it right there from Williams Gun Sight. They'll put them on for you for free.
Yep.
If you buy the sights right there on site. So, and they manufacture them right there on site. So it can't beat that. Second gun, used SIG 365. This one's got night sights. It's optic ready, Now, this one's smaller. This is a 3-inch version. So this is the micro
compact. Very concealable, yeah.
Very concealable. It's got a box and two mags. It's only $469.95. Wow. So that's a nice gun. That's a great home defense gun. It's not so big you couldn't fit it in the drawer next to the kitchen sink. You know what I mean?
Or the nightstand.
Just, you know, remember where it's at. You know, but if you have kids, it needs to be locked up. Remember that.
Exactly. You want me to say that name like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
What's that?
Sig Sauer.
Sig Sauer.
Sig Sauer.
Where did I put my Sig Sauer?
Well, Sig Sauer.
Well, it didn't grow legs and walk away on its own. Left it, but it'll be in the last place you look for it.
That's right. It always is.
The fun part is when you find a gun that you lost.
Yes.
It's like Christmas Day. Oh, there it is.
We don't encourage you to lose your handguns.
No, but when you're a gun guy like me and you have guns around the house and they're locked up in different closets and different storage areas.
Safe storage.
Safe storage all the time. Padlocked, locked, drilled, screwed, and tattooed. And they are put away. But when you find them and you open the box up.
That's where it was.
They're like the glowing light when the box opens. Yeah, the music hits.
I hear you.
It's a good feeling. Yep. You know, it's like, I forgot how good this gun felt. That's why I bought it.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Has
anyone ever told you, suggested maybe you own too many guns?
Pshaw.
Maybe that's a sign.
Yeah, come on. Yeah,
no,
come on.
He's the gunsmith.
Okay, we'll be on another station next week, folks. all right, next gun. Another 365. This is another SIG, but this one deserves good mention.
Did you say it's another SIG Sauer?
SIG Sauer 365.
That's how we have to name them from now on.
This is the SIG Sauer 365X.
Okay.
Okay, with night sights. And it's got a SIG Romeo sight on it, which is an optics elliptical sight. Very nice gun. This one's got a lot of bells and whistles. It has got...
it's got a Juliet holster.
It's good. That's a good one.
Think about it for a second.
It's enough. I've thought about it. So two mags, 3.5-inch barrel. Now, because of that SIG sight, these Romeo sights are really good sights, and the sight is made for this gun. The whole package with this 365X, which is one of the high-end 365s, is $1,019.95 or less, okay? So the price can be negotiated by what you want to do. If you want to trade in Grandpa's old 38 Special for it, or you want to bring in that 1022 you never shoot anymore, which is a sad day. Always never sell a 1022. That's rule number 14 in my book. Do what you got to do. Make the deal happen. Get the gun you want and the one you'll be happy with. Cry once, get it done, and
you pull the Band-Aid out fast.
And it's a better day.
How much did you say that one was?
1,019 or less.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what's on the website. Sometimes when you go to the store, the price will be a little bit lower, just a little bit, because they got to handle all the handling process of selling it online.
Shipping and handling.
Yep. So, but that's just from my comparison, what I found. So, now next gun, it's a Springfield Hellcat. Now Springfield Armory Company, you'd think would be an American company.
Yeah.
Right? Well, Springfield started buying guns from Brazil and Croatia years ago.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They were really good guns. The 1911s were made in Brazil.
Okay.
The Croatian guns were their XD models, which is the Springfield is a variant of the XD models. Good guns. I love mine. I've had several of them. I like them all. All around good guns. But this Hellcat is a handful. It is quite a gun. It is, you realize.
Is it still concealable?
Very. When you hold this gun, you go, they have got this refined to such a small piece of metal and small piece of plastic. That I don't think you can get it any lighter. Very, very nice guns. I'm very impressed with Hellcats. This is a 3-inch version with night sights. Listen to this one. This one's FDE, so it's flat dark earth color. It looks like peanut butter. You could drop it in a vat of peanut butter and you'll lose it because it's completely tan. Mm. It has two mags and a box, and it's got a zippered case so you can put it in your luggage, you know, and know where it's at, but it protects it. You can put it in your console of your car, and when you want to carry, pull it out. It might even have a holster with it. Sometimes they have little holsters with them, but it's got night sights too. But it's $489 or less. So that one is another I feel is a bargain. That's a heck of a gun.
To be fair, if pretty much anything you drop in a vat of peanut butter, you're not going to be able to find it.
Well, the dog will find it for you.
Well,
my dog loves peanut butter. I took him to the vet this week. They go, can he have peanut butter? I'm like, he's a chocolate lab. Of course he can have
chocolate peanut butter. Of course he does.
He eats peanut butter almost every day. Uh-huh. I like peanut butter. It's one of my snacks. Yeah. And I'll get you ever seen a thin Oreo? They make Oreos that are super thin. They're like the thickness of a cracker, but they're an Oreo.
Oh, yeah.
And you put a teaspoon of peanut butter on top of that. Oh, that's a good snack, buddy.
There it is.
You know, and so 17 of those a day, and I'm good.
They're so small. Yeah.
No, I actually had one this morning before I left the house, and it had me thinking about it. And the dog's like looking at me going, where's mine?
Come on.
I'm not giving him the Oreo, but I put it on a club cracker.
Yeah.
I hand him that. And there you go. Very happy.
Right.
But the vet gave him a whole big old tablespoon this week while they gave him 3 shots.
Oh, yeah.
You know, $489.95 for that Hellcat?
Yeah.
That's what my bill was at the vet this week.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Oh, I know.
You got cats, right?
Oh, yeah.
You don't have a dog, but cats, do cats ever cost you that much?
Oh, yeah.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm telling you what, it hurt.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a gun.
I think dogs are more expensive, but cats, yeah, if you're going to the vet, vets are expensive.
Well, I don't have to buy kitty litter.
Guns are not nearly as expensive. At least that one you just talked about.
Once you buy it, you're done.
No more cost.
You use $49.95, you got to buy ammo.
Ammo, yeah.
You know, some people just put them in a safe and they're glad they have them. All right, next gun. It's another Springfield. It's another Hellcat.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the version they call the Pro.
The Hellcat Pro.
Hellcat Pro.
Yep.
And if I was going to get a tattoo, I'd want to say, I'm a Hellcat Pro.
Yeah. You
know, I mean, that's cool. And we're not talking about a Dodge car. We're talking about a handgun. This one's got a Crimson Trace reflex sight on it. 5 magazines. It's got the box. It's got the zippered case. It's got a ported 3.5-inch barrel.
Mm-hmm.
So the ported barrel stops the muzzle lift. When you pull the trigger, it doesn't bark as much. It doesn't jump up out of your hands barking as in a dog.
Right.
It doesn't jump. It doesn't snap.
That pressure's got can release through the venting.
Vents out the top like a stovepipe.
And so it's not going up.
It keeps your muzzle down. It keeps your neck shot right on target.
Perfect.
So you can shoot faster,
gotcha.
More efficiently. And if you have a little bit of a weaker grip, it can dramatically
reduce the
stop
recoil.
The gun improperly recoiling and malfunctioning.
Okay.
So it's a very, very important thing to have. I've even got on one of my Glocks, on one of my Glock 19s, I have a ported barrel like that.
Yep.
Tremendous less muzzle lift. It's in your second shot is instantaneous and just on the button.
So it keeps it right on target.
So I can and that'll I have extra mags for that gun to hold long a lot of ammo.
Mm-hmm.
I can just burn through magazines as fast as you can pull the trigger.
Yeah.
And it's like you just put 15 into the bullseye. So this gun is $669.95 for this Hellcat Pro.
$669.95.
Used at Williams Gun Sight.
But you get extras with that when you buy used, too. That's the nice thing about it. The accessories come with.
5 magazines.
Yeah.
It's already got the sight on. It's got the case. It's got everything. Can't beat it. And more. So go to Williams. You'll check it out. They have so many, I couldn't list them all, of course. Come on up to Cass City today and see us out.
He's got
to
get on the road here. He's up there soon.
They're up there working.
Your chopper's out on the helipad.
I'm caffeinated. I'm going. I'm going. So
I hope you find some folks and save some lives up
there. I know
we
will. I know we will. So thank you very much. And I appreciate all your help, Daniel.
We're just glad to have you. The Gunsmiths, every Saturday morning, 8 to 9, right here on US 103.1. You're home for ultimate classic rock. Let's do it again next week, Joe.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Same station. I'll be here.
Good.